It's Marketplace Tech for November 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, the Department of Transportation is set to require truckers to digitally record the number of hours they drive. And it could make big waves in the industry that gets products of all kinds from the warehouse to our doorsteps. The rule says that drivers will have to use ELDs, or electronic logging devices, instead of paper logs to track the hours they drive and work. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more.
Today, the rules say truckers only need to keep a paper log of their hours.
So they literally take a pen and a ruler and they fill out their times every day of when they're driving and when they're on a break.
Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association. He says when the new rule passes, the process will be automated and companies should have an easier time matching drivers and loads. But he says in the short run, the new rule could cost drivers.
So the biggest cost will be putting the device in the truck.
Electronic logging devices could cost anywhere up to a couple thousand dollars. And there's another change. It's not what you'd call cheating, but say you're a driver and you're at a truck stop.
And you want to begin your day and you get on the highway and it is just jammed up.
Drivers are only allowed 11 hours behind the wheel a day, and to work, no more than 14.
Once you start that truck and turn it on and move it, boom, your day starts counting down.
But if you're stuck in traffic, electronic devices don't leave any wiggle room. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Today, the wearable company Fitbit announces how it's doing in the revenue department. Wearables aren't yet a must-have for most consumers. Even the rich and the famous seem to be taking off their Apple Watches after showing them off. But that might not matter in the long term. By 2020, wearables are expected to pull in billions for all kinds of devices. What's Fitbit counting on? Here's Ramon Lamas at IDC.
In a very simple phrase, continued growth. Fitbit is really just getting started in a number of ways. Still very early days for this company, even as the market is starting to show signs of maturity as we go forward.
There are still a lot of people who are buying in and not wearing constantly, even with Fitbit's gamification of health. Still, there's another factor that Fitbit is paying close attention to. Even if the average consumer doesn't want to data track their way to better health, their employer might want them to.
You're seeing a number of companies waking up to the idea of saying, if I could get a wearable device for my workforce and help them track their fitness day in and day out, perhaps in a few months or a year's time, we could see a decrease in our healthcare costs.
Ramon Lamas at IDC will get more of an idea whether Fitbit's plan for a wearable future is taking hold later today. A few years ago, if you wanted to study how emotions were changing the real-time biochemical reactions in our bodies, you'd have to hook test subjects up to a machine that monitored their blood. But these days, the technology needed is cheaper, a cotton swab and some stuff in a lab. Well, new research out of the University of Wisconsin suggests that testosterone in the body can fluctuate in both men and women depending on the situation they're in. And that tells us some potentially interesting things about gender. Annalie Newitz is editor-in-chief at Gizmodo and has been looking at this research.
What they did was they hired actors to read a script where they fired somebody to see if the act of firing someone, the act of basically taking power over them, taking power over their destiny, and telling them that they're a piece of crap, basically, whether that would affect their hormone levels. And what they discovered was, indeed, it raised levels of testosterone in both men and women. Just this act of taking power, even though it was actors, even though it wasn't even really firing someone, it was just play acting.
And technology plays a role in their ability to do this testing, right? Because they're doing some testing on saliva. Is that the deal?
That's right. This kind of test where we look at how psychological situations affect our physiology is really only made possible by the fact that we now have very cheap, easy-to-get tests to measure testosterone in saliva. We've had the tests for about 2 decades. We've really only perfected this saliva test in the past few years, and now they're commercially available. And so this has really led to a kind of blooming of these kinds of experiments. Being able to do these experiments has let us discover that a lot of things that we think of as being innate qualities of people, like, for example, there's a common belief that men have more testosterone than women and that they're just born with it. But now what we realize is that actually those levels of testosterone have much more to do with how people are taught to act. It's much more complicated than we realize, that our behavior and our social norms are actually changing our bodies at a really fundamental level in a way that we didn't realize before. Basically, it's made everything so complicated that it's just really difficult to know, like, who you are versus who you're being told to be by the world around you.
Complicated and yet in some ways, I don't know, kind of beautiful.
Complicated and more realistic.
Annalee Newitz is the editor-in-chief at Gizmodo. Annalee, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Before we go, today is the birthday of humans living on a pretty amazing piece of technology. 15 years ago, the International Space Station took on its first human residents. It's still up there, traveling 17,000 miles per hour, 220 miles above Earth's surface, and we, humanity, built that. Pretty cool. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.